Hello, this is Luis, and I am with Opinio Research. We're conducting an important public opinion poll about a variety of public issues facing Hector County. Would you have a few minutes to help us out?
Well, I only have a few minutes. I'm at work.
And can you help us out to answer the survey?
How long will it take?
Around 8 to 10 minutes, sir.
Okay, well, I'll... Okay.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in Hector County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. And do you live within the city of limits of Orissa, or do you live outside the city limits?
No, I live in the city limits.
Okay. Thank you so much. And generally, do you think the things in Hector County are on the right track, or are the things on the wrong track?
Say that again.
And generally, do you think the things in Hector County are on the right track, or the things are on the wrong track?
You know, that can be debatable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is the most important issue facing Hector County?
The leadership in the city.
Thank you so much. And how would you rate economic conditions in Hector County? How can you rate this? You can say excellent, good, fair, and poor.
I'll just say good. I can't say it's excellent.
Thank you. Also, 5 years from now, do you think that the economy in Hector County will be better off or worse off, or about the same as today?
Probably about the same.
Thank you, sir. And how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Hector County? You can say very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all.
Oh, wow. Probably... I'm somewhat concerned.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each qualities, right, and characteristic in Hector County. You can say excellent, good, fair, or poor. The first one, it says having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
I'll probably say fair.
Thank you. Effective leadership from elected officials?
Well, that could definitely probably use some improvement.
Thank you. And being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
Well, traffic situation has gotten worse since the boom back in 18. I don't think it's gotten any better. Certainly there's room for improvement.
Okay, thank you. Also, availability of affordable housing?
Well, I guess, with what's going on right now with everything, it's, I guess, expected to be where it is right now. Of course, that wasn't the case maybe 10 years ago.
Understand, sir. Thank you very much for that. I really appreciate it. And how can you rate offering job opportunities in your field? You can say excellent, good, fair, poor.
Yeah, I say good.
Good. And what about a shared vision and effective plans for economic development and job growth?
Well, I mean, if I can, as far as that goes, use growth, but I don't think I understand quite what question again. How am I going to rate it?
Yes, sir.
Is it good or?
Yeah, because this is the question, right? The questions that I'm reading to you is a list of qualities and characteristics that can contribute to the quality life in a community, in this case, Hector County, right? And this is something.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll probably say, you know, I guess good is one of the answers.
Yeah, we have excellent, good, fair, or poor. It's up to you, sir.
I'll probably just say fair.
Fair, thank you. Also, next question, it says, public transportation?
Well, I guess, considering what we have, it'd probably be fair.
And availability of quality healthcare?
Well, it's good.
Good. Thank you. And quality of the public schools?
Well, I would probably say fair.
Fair, okay. And the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Parks are good.
Good, okay, thank you. And welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds and culture?
I think that's probably good.
And the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music?
Fair.
Thank you. And natural beauty and physical setting?
Wow. Obviously fair.
Thank you. And public safety and low crime?
Low crime?
Yes, sir. Low crime.
Probably on that one, I have to say kind of poor.
Thank you so much for your answers. And now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. People like you?
Good.
Thank you. Immigrants from other countries?
Probably say good, I guess.
Thank you, sir. And people living below the poverty line?
That would be the same category, poor, good, or fair.
That's right. Excellent, good, fair, poor.
And that's for the people that are...
Right, the people living below the poverty line.
Oh, okay. Below the poverty line. I guess fair.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Also, recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
I probably have to say on that one, considering probably fair.
Fair. And people starting new businesses? Like entrepreneurs?
Yeah. I guess the way things are going, I think so far, I guess it would be good.
Good. Thank you. And young single people?
Wow. Probably fair.
Fair. And families with children?
I think good.
Good, thank you. And retirees?
Fair.
Fair. Thank you so much, sir. And racial and ethnic minorities.
Well, I'll have to say fair on that one.
Thank you, sir. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? You can say excellent, good, fair, and poor.
Quality of life in Hector County.
Yes, sir.
Wow. I would have to probably say, I'd have to say fair.
Fair, thank you. Over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Well, I'm always trying to be optimistic, but the way things are going, I'll probably say it's probably close to being the same.
Thank you.
We're almost done with this?
Yes, we're about to finish.
Okay.
Economic development generates investments, wealth, tax base, and jobs, from which many community benefits are created. Or how familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? You can say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar.
Thank you, sir. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? You can say very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident.
Somewhat confident.
Thank you. Community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal, making the community a better place to live and work. How familiar are you with the vision and plans for community development in Hector County? You can say very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, and not at all familiar.
Somewhat familiar would be borderline with, you know, the one below that.
Thank you, sir. And how likely are you or an immediate family member to move from Hector County in the next 5 years? You can say very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely.
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area? You can say poor economic conditions, lack of jobs, family reasons, poor educational, or something else.
Say the categories again, or the...
Yes, sir. In your opinion, what is the primary reason that you or a family member are likely to move from the area?
Mm-hmm.
You can say
Yeah, go ahead.
No, you can say any reason, sir.
I'd probably be economic conditions.
Thank you, sir. We're about to finish, sir. And finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed, sir?
Some college.
Thank you. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent. Bye.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age?
64.
Thank you, sir. Do you have a school-age child living in your household?
No.
No. Thank you, sir. And which of the following best describes your race?
I don't know. You can say non-white or Hispanic.
Okay, thank you. And is anyone in your household employed in a job that is related to the gas or oil industry?
No.
No. Okay, sir. Is your annual household income around $25,000, $40,000, or $75,000?
$25,000.
Thank you. Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, retired, or a homemaker?
Full-time. No, we're almost done. I got to get back to work.
Yes, sir. Right now, we are completely done. And this is the last question. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male?
Yes, male.
Okay. This concludes our survey for today, sir, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much for your participation, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Have a nice day. Enjoy your week. Goodbye, sir.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Thank you.